So I can't talk about alcohol without mentioning our nation's drinking cultures. Many of us love our drink, but it's important to know what we're putting in our bodies, especially if it'll affect another person. In fact, findings from the latest YouGov polling shows that 70% of Australians are in support of strong pregnancy health warnings for alcohol products. Developed by Food Standards Australia New Zealand, this warning label focuses on the health risks of alcohol towards pregnancy, which, according to the research, many are unaware about. This Friday, the Commonwealth and some state and territory food and health ministers will decide whether to sign off on this warning label. However, there's been some major pushback from the alcohol industry. Today, we are joined by Katerina Georgi, the CEO of the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education, to talk about this pressing issue. Good morning, Katerina.
Good morning, Mellie.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, can you first tell us about what your survey found? Because I was really surprised that almost a quarter of respondents didn't know that using alcohol when pregnant is harmful.
Yeah, Marlene, I think that what we find is that people have different views on how much alcohol you can use while pregnant.
Okay.
But the message is really clear that no alcohol is best during pregnancy. So what we did in this survey was we also showed people a version of this new label that's being proposed by Food Standards Australia and New Zealand. And an overwhelming majority, as you said, 70% support that improved pregnancy warning label. And there's still a lot of people who don't know about the risks of using alcohol during pregnancy. So, for example, 30% of people aren't aware that using alcohol during pregnancy can lead to fetal alcohol spectrum disorders. So there's still a lot of work to do to increase people's knowledge of the harms that can result from using alcohol during pregnancy.
It's quite interesting. And what are the other risks involved when drinking alcohol when pregnant?
Yeah, sure. So the main risk that we often talk about is fetal alcohol spectrum disorders, which is a lifelong disability. But also it can lead to lower birth rate, to stillbirth or miscarriage. So there are a range of harms for both the mum and the baby.
And how would this health warning look in terms of if we're heading over to our local bottle-o and we pick up any bottle, how will the design look for this warning label? Is it similar to cigarettes?
So the label would be black, white and red, and it would clearly say health warning. And it would have a pictogram of an icon of someone drinking alcohol while pregnant with a line drawn through it. The message on it would be really clear, and it would be that alcohol can cause lifelong harm to your baby. That label would go on every alcohol product that's made available for sale in Australia. And this is a label that's been developed by Food Standards Australia and New Zealand over 2 years. So they've consulted on it, they've looked at all of the international evidence on it, they've tested this label, and this is the best label that they've been able to develop, and that's what they're putting forward to ministers on Friday.
So I understand that there's been a bit of pushback. Where is this pushback coming from and why?
So this is a really interesting thing, Marlene. This label was first proposed, or a label around pregnancy warning labels was first proposed 24 years ago to Food Standards. And then 10 years ago, a comprehensive review of all labelling in the country recommended this. Mm-hmm. And the particular process to develop this label has been 2 years. So we can't be saying that this process hasn't been comprehensive. And in this process, they've considered everything. They've considered the cost. They've considered the best message to have the best impact on keeping our children and our communities safe. And this is where they've landed. So now the pushback is coming from a strong alcohol industry lobby. And they don't want this label on their products. And the only conclusion that we can come to is that they don't want this label on their products because they don't want people to know about the real risks of using alcohol during pregnancy.
Wow, that's quite interesting that there's been so much work put into this and now you're getting this setback from such a major major companies. Could it be a reason behind product design? Because I know that there's been a lot of product designs with like pink drinks to be a bit more trendy on social media and to go towards women. Do you think that the pushback is because of just the way it looks?
I think the pushback is absolutely because the message is strong and because the message says exactly what it needs to say, and that alcoholic product industries do not want this on their bottle. And I think that that says to us that we're not putting the health of communities ahead of all other interests. If alcohol industries were what they say they are, which is that they care for communities ahead of all other interests, then this label would have been on bottles years ago.
Yeah.
But this pushback has really meant that, as you've seen from our survey, people still aren't aware of these risks. And that means that children are being born with these lifelong disabilities, and we're not doing all we can to stop it.
So just quickly, because we do have to go, but what is happening on Friday? I know you're putting it forward to the ministers.
So on Friday, this label is being taken to them from their independent food agency, and they're saying that this label should be adopted. A majority of all ministers, and it'll involve health and ag ministers from across Australia and New Zealand, will need to support this label for it to then go to the next step. And so what we'd like on Friday is for ministers to lead in public health like they always have, and to put the interests of health and communities ahead of all other interests and support the label as it is.
It's a very important message, and I wish you good luck for Friday. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Marlene.